Over the past number of years, we've run an advert periodically to raise money for leprosy. In this media-driven age, we feel that we've got to get our advert out there as well so that people can see what leprosy does to people and to respond to it. But the last campaign we tried to run was a little bit different. It moved from leprosy to a disease closely related to leprosy, known as Borrelia ulcer. Particularly cruel disease, affecting children in particular. And what it does is it strips the skin off the body and leaves you prone to infection and obviously liable to death as well.
And why wouldn't the advertisers run this ad?
Well, both leprosy and Borrelia are graphic things to look at. Now, we took the precaution of pixelating the particular injuries in this advert, which I have to say were images made available to us through the World Health Organization, so we would consider that they've got a filter on them in the first place and that they would be suitable for public consumption. But the broadcaster said that the images were too graphic, even though they were pixelated.
And what do you think that says about the advertiser or about us as a society that they decided these were too graphic for us?
Well, it raises the question as to how we have sanitized society so that we can look at something in a movie, but we can't look at something that reflects real life. Mm. And we're all aware of some pretty visual images on the big screen of suffering, of crime, of violence, of pure hatred against mankind. And yet here's something that affects millions of people around the world on a daily basis, which we can do something about. Mm. But we seem to be uncomfortable at having to look at that and challenge our own assumptions as to whether we can respond or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point, because they're on very shaky ground, really, aren't they, refusing it by saying that it's too graphic for viewers, when in fact viewers will have seen heads blown off and limbs blown off and hundreds of these before they're even 18.
Yeah, each broadcaster has to work within the regulations that are there. And on top of that, each broadcaster has to make a decision as to what they feel is suitable for their viewing public. And we accept that. And we're not arguing with the decision. What we would like to do, though, is challenge the concept of how have we sanitized our response to the real world.
Is there a danger, though, with an ad that's very graphic like that, that in fact it'll have the opposite effect if it were to have been showed, that maybe people would just have looked away anyway?
Some could argue that. Our experience would be different because we've some experience now over the past number of years with TV advertising. And certainly from the response rates we've had in recent years, we can honestly say that people have been moved to do something about this. The concept of the advert is it highlights the problem. It tells what the response can be and what that response can affect in the world. Mm. And our experience is that people respond in good number. Mm. If they didn't, we wouldn't have run a second campaign or a third campaign. Mm. The interesting thing is that one of the adverts that we had run the previous year is now considered too graphic for public consumption. And so somewhere in a 12-month period, our society has sanitized what it wants to look at in a very quiet way, in a way that nobody's entered into the discussion or the debate. And that's a big question for us to take on board.
It is. Well, especially if you had an ad that was running 12 months ago and now it's not allowed to run. It does make you wonder, well, is there a new person on the board, or is there new regulations, or what exactly is happening? Do you have any idea of what's happening?
Nobody seems to be aware of any new regulations. So that raises the question, who decides what we can look at and what we can't look at?
Could you take it to the Broadcasting Commission? Could you take your case to the Broadcasting Commission and say, we would like to show this ad, and why can't we?
Well, there's a contractual arrangement between the person buying the advertising space and the broadcaster themselves. And that's something that either party is free to enter into. And it's not a case of somebody has said, well, this contravenes the contract. Unless you can engage in that contract, you can't show your advert. So it's a commercial arrangement.
Yeah. So they presumably they thought it would somehow maybe affect the other ads that were being shown alongside of it, or affect somehow the way people viewed their programme.
That could very well be, but we're not in a position to get that information. So there's, if you like, there's an unseen, undeclared censorship within our community.
And if you have the ad yourself up on your website, how could people go and see it if they wanted to see it and, I suppose, decide for themselves?
Yeah, we have it loaded on our website, which is leprosymission.ie. And if you follow the link there from the homepage, it'll take you to the advert. And yeah, people can decide for themselves whether it's something that's too graphic or whether it's something that they'd be comfortable with. And of course, they have the option to respond to the need that's there. Our main concern is there is a need in the world. If we close our eyes to it, the need won't go away, but millions more will suffer. And yet we have an opportunity to do something about it at relatively low cost. And that's the beauty of the work that we do. A small amount of resources has a huge impact overseas. Don't think there are too many other organisations that can offer a change like that. And yet, in the media-driven age, if you can't tell that story, if you can't show that story, there's an unfair competition.